understood after a while, he was a dedicated Catholic. And he came in and he said, "What's wrong with you?" How would you answer that? "I just had a few little sips, that's all." And he said, "No, you didn't." He said, you know, and he laid it out for me. And he said, "I have been a chief of police for a lot of years." And he said, "I have never seen an ex-nun in here." And he said, "I'll tell you something, you had better never, ever show up in here again." And so, of course, I remembered, after he left, I remembered the day. Like, how does spirituality come to us? I think it comes through experiences. Your experiences won't be like mine. But I remembered the day I took vows. That's a sacred experience, whether you're a Catholic or whatever. It's sacred. I was dressed all in white. And I remember we had beautiful stained glass windows. The sun was pouring in. The organ was playing. That'll make you happy. And the choir was singing Magnificat Anima Mea Dominum, which is Latin for "My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The sunshine, the organ, the dress up, everything fit. And I went up to the altar, prostrated on the floor, and gave my life to God. It's over. Everything's good now. Yeah? 3 days later, I was drunk. How does that happen? Am I a bad woman? Or am I a person who needs steps 2 and 3? I have needed steps 2 and 3 every day of my life, because in my life, God shows up every day, and I can learn something. Anyway, I didn't know what to make of myself, so I worked. I had a 300-voice choir. I directed operettas. I taught Shakespeare and went to university, and I was busy, but I was drunk all the time. How do you get booze in a convent? If all else fails, you drink mass wine. That stuff had a fair kick. I can tell you, when it came to doing amends, I had some money I owed various places. So I'm out of the convent now, and I'm living this life of degradation. It's all I can call it. And they're starting to put me into psych wards. I've been locked up 32 times. And so I met a lot of psychiatrists. Eventually, I married one. They're smart. You know, if you think you're going to have sex and therapy at the same time, watch out. It doesn't work so well. And that's when I met Dr. Hoffer, and Dr. Hoffer met me. What an amazing man he was. You know, I was saying to Jay last night, he loved my husband. And my husband was a good man. He just was alcoholic, like I am, and he had a lot of violence in him. So he beat me when he had nothing else to do. But Saturday nights was our night with Abe and Rose. We'd go over there, and they'd cook a big dinner. And then he'd put me in the living room in his chair, and he'd bring me coffee. That was Abe. That's the best of Abe. And he went to my doctor and said, "This girl hasn't got all these psychiatric illnesses you're labeling her with. She should go to AA." And I went to AA, thrilled to go to AA. My brother had gotten sober, and my father, you know, if you think about this, I'm talking about the 50s. Might as well tell you, because you're probably sitting there, wonder how old she is. I'm 90. Aren't I a good-looking 90? Just watch out, fellas. I'm still alive. And silly. So he recommended, so my brother had gotten sober, And in the 50s and the 60s,